CC and Romeo, Monday through Saturday on 93.5 K-Day.
Snapped 5K Day Morning Show.
Hey,
CC
now.
And Romeo, we in the building. And you know what, man? Whenever Sugar Free taps in, then he got his brother over here, cocaine in the building. Something must be brewing. Something must be going on, man. What's good about
sugar cane, man.
Let's
sugar
talk about
I
it.
I love that sugar cane. That makes sense.
Yeah, man.
Sugar cane, man. We just and that's, you know, I mean, that's what I like about it, too, is that, I mean, down from the record cover, we took that old Ohio player. We did that shit. It was needed, you know what I mean? And we just the two right motherfuckers to do it.
I heard that.
Yeah, I heard that, man.
You know, this record is full of that shit. Told you I'd be back in y'all ass.
He said he's coming back. How you feeling about it, bro? What's that project like?
Man, it's been a long time in the making, you know what I mean? 21 years in the making, you know what I mean? But, you know, like VSOP, it's very special old preserve with a P at the end, you know what I mean? So, you know, we really put our elbows and legs and knees all into the project and really came up with that ism for the streets, who, in my humble opinion, been missing that ism for a minute. You know what I mean? But, you know, Sugar Free continued to do his thing. I continue to do my thing. And together we band together like Voltron. And we came up with a successful masterpiece, I thought, called Sugar Cane.
I just love the name Sugar Cane. You know what I'm saying?
Can you dig it?
Sugar Cane,
and
yes.
And then growing up
Sugar
with the brother.
Cane.
Yeah, and then growing
better
up.
Than Hurricane. Hey. Use that. Go ahead. Come I got to drag everyone right there. I'm just kidding.
I mean, we can Bay Area. We can we can yada that I mean, too. What's up, Fody? Sugar T, what's happening, y'all?
But I got to be honest, though, man. Like, just seeing you do what you do, you've been doing it for so long, right? Sugar Free. And just you hitting the stage like it's brand new every time. What's the secret? What's the secret?
Cocaine. No. I'm
I'm like, Rick James, what are we doing?
No. Man, when you happy, you just... First of all, it's my passion for the shit.
Okay.
I love this shit, man. I love this shit.
Okay.
I ain't got nothing else better to do.
I think when you're passionate about it and you love it, it's because that's your gift, so it comes easy.
Yeah.
That's your gift.
Hell yeah. At 50 years old, too, a nigga half a hundred.
Damn.
I mean, and I'm on some, I'm One Take J, these little cats. I'm fucking with them little cats, too. You know what I mean? It's, man, this is beautiful, and it's working out good. The whole sugar, y'all know Cocaine record.
Yeah.
I mean, this P-Funk and G-Funk. You know what I mean? He could tell you the rest. He could probably dig a little deeper than that for you. You know what I mean? The man was here during the whole Dr. Dre Eazy-E thing. I didn't experience that. I got to get that from my brother, and I do daily. You know what I mean? And through this Sugar Cane project, it was Brian J. Was there to press the buttons, man. When I was ready for the Sugar Cane thing, and it was perfect because it was the end of the pandemic, and I knew I had 90 days to move out, right? Right? So, boom, right? I'm like, damn, what? I'm supposed to be doing something. Boom, it's Sugar Cane, right? Rah! I think we finished that record in 3 weeks.
Three weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks.
Wow. That is awesome. I would love to see some behind the scenes footage of that too. I know you guys got that.
Man,
come on.
Man. Brian J, what you got?
Brian J. Exclusive, right? Keep that footage. Yes.
He got it. Yep. It was a crazy experience. You know, it would be Jerry, that's my friend from school, so I call him Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we call each other Dewan. You know, our first names and shit.
Right.
You know, sometimes in our series, like the one I know we're going to have later on, he going to call me Dewan because he got something personal he want to say to me. But nigga, I got, hey, man, hey, you coming to us all the way live via Pigeon Jack.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, you know, to be able to grow up with somebody and, you know, his name was Roy Rock D. My name was Jay Golden from the west side of Pomona. And, you know, our dreams and admirations of being in the music industry you know, started as a shorty. And for us to be here years later, to be able to put the magic down, and big ups to all the fans and consumers, because they really been taken to the sugar cane like the second coming.
There you go.
And, you know, such, you know, people like our peers, like yourself, to be able to get by, behind these OGs and say, hey, they living legends, we're going to give them their flowers now. But most importantly, these guys are still hot and relevant. And that's the beautiful thing about it, because it's not like NBA where you got stigmas and, you know, you're too old.
Right.
But you're never too old to make quality good music. And no matter if you're 99 or 9 years old, this sugar cane project.
Man, say that shit, man. Man, say that, man.
So, you know, we appreciate all our peers, because it's smart to really have that support from the people that, you know, really shut the lights on and off, and then to reciprocate that energy back. Mm-hmm. It's just the quality, especially that we show from the West Side, that's incredible.
No, absolutely.
You
know,
so
and what
I
you
big ups to all of us.
Yeah, what you know? Said, Cocaine, is the truth. You guys make quality music, because whether you guys made those songs 20 years ago, 10 years ago, people are still paying to see you on stage. And that speaks to the quality of the music that you guys produce. Now, going back to your guys' show, Sugar Free, seeing your shows with DJ Quick and seeing the love, the chemistry, the respect, it's at an all-time high, especially right now. I think through the pandemic, we can all agree that we've learned to appreciate the
certain
people
shit.
Around us. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Describe your relationship with DJ Quick.
I mean, the man was born a day after me. Mm. Same year, the whole little thing. Down the street, too. We was in Pocket Hood over there. He was right there in Fruit Town. Right, you know, and then for us to meet and man, a lot of times, man, I gotta say this too. A lot of times we show up and it be tripping me out. Ted had me pay attention to this. Mm-hmm. Said, man, you ever notice? And me and Quick, we don't even talk during the day before shows and shit like that. We don't communicate like that.
What?
But we would wear the same colors most of the time.
I feel like you and Quick are like Batman and Robin. You feel me? Like on stage, it's just perfection.
Yeah.
It's a perfected chemistry.
Yeah. And whoever Batman is, guess what? He can eat Robin.
Hey. Oh my God. Man, I love you.
I'm fucking with you.
Yes, come on.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. And we talked about that. Being on stage with Quick and everything, you also talked about vaccination, because there's no shame in your game when it comes to that.
You
right?
Goddamn right, man.
And why was your reason behind that?
Because I gotta make money. I have to make money, man. I mean, do you know what it's like when somebody know you and you at a motel? You know what I'm saying? Or when somebody know you and you just somewhere sitting back thinking, and somebody pull up on you and get the wrong idea and shit about a motherfucker. You know, I ain't got no room for none of that, man. I want what I want every day. I want to eat what I want to eat, and I want to sleep where I want to sleep, and move how I want to move.
And you want to be able to go out there and perform and not have to worry about it.
And I know certain people be in my face and all that, and I do worry about that sometimes. But I done had a couple of little sniffles, and, you know, been some times I couldn't taste my food. I never got alarmed or nothing that because I got vaccinated, man. So, And people been right next to me with it, I still didn't get it, I don't know, you know what it is. I'm just lucky, one of the lucky ones, but we doing shows constantly, and I try my best to, you know, keep the mask on and stay away from people. But it come a time when you're walking down them hallways and shit, and 4 or 5 people trying to talk to you at the same time.
Happens,
y'all know how that shit is.
Yeah, man.
It's just a way you deal with it.
Definitely the way you deal with it.
Yeah.
And Cocaine, I want to ask you real quick, man. So y'all in there doing Sugar Cane. Look, motivation move mountains. We know that, right? So what's y'all motivation? Is it a friendly competition when y'all in the booth? Somebody go first, second? How do y'all do it?
It's all that. Man, look, it just happened. You know, when you're doing this shit, you know, you got to, when you're an MC, it's certain shit that let one MC, let another MC know, put your nigga gear up. Gear up, strap up, put it all on.
Yeah.
put it all and, on. Put it all on. And put it all on, because I'm going to be, I'm going to send you this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I know what time I sent it to him. So as an MC, I know what time he's supposed to get it.
I heard that, yeah.
Oh, okay, he pee on it, then I pee on it, and then we mix it all down and see what we get.
Come on now.
Make it yours.
Mm-hmm. and that's basically what we did. But you, damn me.
I catch all of them.
Jerry Kane. And that's what it was. 2, 3 yeah. in the morning, 4, 6, 7. You start to see a nigga, okay, getting on your time, mm-hmm. and shit. Man, and I'm telling you, man, when you're a real studio rat like me, it ain't no hour. When the world is asleep, that's when I do my best shit, I think. Okay. Now, had the fireplace going, weed in the air, and they were drinking. I mean, feeling good. Jerry, tell me. You want to share some of that shit?
Hey, we be having some powwow. Some of the stuff we can't disclose, but look, man, you know, it's all about good energy. You know what I'm saying? And
we had a kumbaya moment once, but that was
yeah. We had a personal moment. Jerry did the one. You know what I'm saying? We'll share that on the MTV Unplugged, right? Mm-hmm. But let me tell y'all something, man. This album is so incredible. This is one of the greatest projects I've been a part of, because we're so different. You know what I'm saying? He's like on Mars, I'm on Pluto. And it's like when we come together, we're supernova. And we also got to give credit to the production out there from Ant Banks, Big Z, Cuddy Dre, The Chill. I mean, the list goes on, man. It's just the perfect time. And in this business, we know timing is everything. And,
yeah.
You know, big ups to Snoop, man. We had a chance to be invited at a beautiful, beautiful party.
Yes.
That him and Big Papa, Q-Bone, all them was hosting. Mm-hmm. And he allowed us, a Pomona cast, to get up there and really show the streets what time it is, all the way down from the nostalgia of being on those, you know, those classic songs, man. It's like it was incredible for people to see Sugarcane together doing Bring It On, doing High Heels, doing Holding My Heart, doing Wrong Idea. Because to tell you the truth, man, it's something that's fresh and new, yeah. and that you really didn't see for a minute. And it's just the right timing again. You know, I couldn't, you know, I talked to Ted all the time and nephew Brian Jay, and I said, wow, the timing is impeccable. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that after coming out of this COVID virus bullshit, because I had actually caught that, me and my whole family, and it was a doozy. But like P said, we one of the lucky ones to still here give you that good energy. And at the same time, be an inspiration to people that is really striving for longevity, not just a shortcoming or a moment in the game.
Yeah.
We've proven to the whole game that, hey, we could do this on our own. Yeah, we wanted to get some features, but we wanted to show the world, especially coming from Pomona, that we can do this on our own, and we like the OJs. We don't need a lot of people. It's just sugar free and cocaine.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
And that's how you get sugarcane. And you know, we would... I'm talking about, we would be so deep. You talk about how we communicate, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I would call him just laughing in tears. I mean, just me, him, and Brian Jay, yeah. Snow outside and shit, man. It was fun. It was fun to do. I would just call him just crying, laughing about maybe a line I said or which direction I'm going with this. Art, for example, I mean, you know, it's a lot of humor and sugarcane, mm-hmm. For sure. Right. For example, the next single was called I Put a Bitch in a Trunk.
Okay. Okay. Write that one down.
A little harsh, but that's
a little harsh, but okay.
That's some sugar free shit for you. Hello.
How do you respond?
Yeah. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah, too. Put a Bitch in a Trunk. So, you know, Cocaine really gets a kick out of this song. Mm-hmm. To me, it was just, you know, something me and Brian Jay, I was just trying to make this nigga laugh. And that's how I came. I put a bitch in a truck, right?
Yeah.
And he loves the, and then what he laid on top of it, you just as guilty as me on that song.
Wow. Hey, man.
Because he played into it. He parted with it. With that funky Parliament shit, man. Jerry killed that shit.
Hey, look, we also got to give love to Mike Epps, because he's been coming out to the new Sugarcane Records on his comedy
Mike Epps
show.
Been,
so that's love.
During his tour.
That's dope.
He's been coming out to that singer, man.
That's a good look.
Yeah,
that's
so we plan to definitely have some, don't want to really let the cat out the bag, but some comedians, you know, that's definitely been doing it for a minute for this next video. But, you know, right now, the Sugarcane single is starting to creep up. It's just been put out.
Okay.
Via, you know, Sugarcane Presents through Rival Distribution. Shout out to Sinatra. And how Ted is just orchestrating. You know, a lot of the big business comes behind just being silent. You know what I'm saying? We got some exciting good things that the streets is really going to love, because they've been so good about really promoting this project. And, you know, as artists, they don't get a chance to always hear the, you know, the side of gratitude. And we just real grateful, you know, for the streets to really pick up on this ism. And the single, man, people are really putting on their roller skates, banging their low-lows to this new Sugarcane single. So,
all right.
And I'm like, wow, wait till y'all hear the album, man. Y'all gonna be in, like P said, y'all gonna have tears, but y'all gonna be laughing so cold. Because I tell P all the time, I said, my nigga, you need to your own comedy show, be a comedian, nigga, because you is crazy funny as hell, my nigga.
And them lines,
the one-line punches right there.
It's everything.
Absolutely.
P said in one line, he said, your lack of definition is an insult to those who believe in you.
Ooh.
Your lack of dedication is an insult to those who believe in you.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
We'll talk, though.
And it's like, man, I'm so, you know, from a gangster melody singing and all that, and how he just chopped them peas. It's really showing the power of the pea. And that's the name of the project coming out next year, Power to P, because the 16th letter starts with power and it starts with a P. You know what I'm saying? So we really making a statement on some Pomona Globetrotting shit that, hey, man, if it's good to you, let's the rest sugar-free.
It must be good for you.
It must be good for you, baby.
And since you brought it up, what's the name of some of the other songs on the record, Jerry Kane?
I just want to put the tip in.
Okay.
Bitch Killer.
Okay.
What else? Man, it's just some incredible.
No, we definitely got to take a listen at that. I'm going to take a look at the album just so that I can look at the songs. Okay?
Y'all don't even know.
That's it. Just leave it like that.
I don't even listen to this record, man. Song on there called Bitch Killer. God damn, man. I mean, you know, again, the way I introed this song, you know, like I always say, I believe, you know, the beginning, the intro, the middle, and the end is the most important parts of the songs. Man, boy, I'm full.
Okay.
Man, I can't wait to hear that. Man. Now, yeah. Cocaine, we asked some of your biggest fans. You got a lot of fans, you know, from KD Nation. We asked them, we said, listen, we're going to be sitting down with Cocaine. Give us some random questions. We picked a random question that a super fan wanted to ask you. And they said, please ask Cocaine, what West Coast artist should get the next star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Oh, that's a no-brainer. Eazy-E.
No-brainer.
There we go.
That's a no-brainer. That should have been brought about. But, you know, it ain't about, you know, forgetting about the homie. It's just that, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to raise your voice, because what that man did and what came out of that tree, y'all know the rest of history. It's multi-billion dollars. When it comes to the administration and business, that man putting up his hustle money made it make sense for all of us.
Yeah, he definitely did, man.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
agree.
That.
Yeah.
Sugar free, cocaine. Sugar cane is going down. Where can they cop it? When it's dropping? Let them know everything right now. This is your platform, man.
Go ahead, Jerry Kane. Let them have it.
Well, it's now available on all digital platforms.
Void where prohibited.
Void where prohibited. But it's everywhere. And the video is also live. We got a new Sugarcane page. So most importantly, subscribe to the new Sugarcane page. The YouTube link is right there. Yeah, we got a video. You know, shout out to Gato and No Special Effects. Merch, did an unbelievable job. Yeah. Everybody that came together participated in the video from Ted. You know, we really put our all into this. And it, like I said, the new Sugarcane record with self-entitled Sugarcane is available on all digital platforms.
Yeah.
And don't miss out. Get ready for that Power to P album. You know what I'm saying? It's some real ism. Emulating and inspired by that old cover Ohio players, man. Back in the days, they used to look, they used to buy records off just the cover alone. So you're gonna get geeked, man, when you hear this whole ism.
We gotta get that Sugarcane merch too. Let's do it. Yes, man.
It's always a pleasure, man. You're pulling up. You know what I'm saying? So and we know.
Yeah, a little more earlier than usual.
I know, but you know, but let me be clear. He on time. He ahead of time.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Like he been ahead of the game. Ain't nothing new.
Yeah. I love what I do, man. No. You know what I mean? This just Burbank. You know, I come down from Big Bear Lake. To me, that ain't nothing. You know what I mean? So all the traffic, all that, it ain't nothing. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm about to go get an Airbnb in Big Bear so we can all party together, and we're just going to do it. We're going to do it big, okay?
Oh, no. Wait.
Sugarcane. We're going to do Sugarcane live from Big Bear.
If I could just say this, you know, we done brought it down the hill a little
bit. Oh,
yeah. So I don't know if Shannon want to... And Ted want to tell you the rest of that. No, we ain't going to do that.
No, that's some exclusive. Yes, got you.
Kevin Morris, CC and Romeo, the family here, man. We appreciate y'all. Thank you, bro, for taking the time out. We know you out
Jerry
there.
Jerry Kane.
Yes.
All right, Jack.
Man, we appreciate y'all so much. Keep banging them out. Y'all pillar of the community and the whole damn West Coast, man. So keep putting your foot down. We salute you as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There it is. Man. Okay, baby. Let's go. Boom.
Jerry Kane.